Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word on this, the most final of worlds. Today is Sunday, the 9th of February of the year 2020. Happy death day to Fyodor Dostoevsky, a Russian novelist and depressing philosopher. While his work is generally respected, Turgenev called him prolix, repetitious, and lacking in polished balance, restraint, and good taste, which is inspiring critical commentary for those of us who are afraid to leave a bad review on an Uber driver. In history today, in 1895, volleyball was invented, the groundbreaking sport for people who can't catch. Before that time, people who assembled in teams to punch balls into the air were considered odd at best and witches at worst, so the invention of the sport saved a lot of lives. This week sparks off both Celebration of Love Week and Children of Alcoholics Week, which means you should celebrate love in a responsible way that doesn't conclude in a hangover or unexpected progeny. Celebrations today also include National Bagel and Lox Day and National Toothache Day, so Jewish dentists everywhere will be extremely festive. Our guest in the studio today is time scientist, medical sexpert, and investigative historical journalist, Dr. Matt Kirshen. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Although you've actually slightly mislabeled me, I'm a sex expert, or expertex.
Okay, thank you very much for that correction. We strive for accuracy on this, The Last Post. As always, on the weekend, we take a moment to step back from the cutting edge of the latest news to take a peek into our weekend magazine. Sunday's cover story is, of course, sex, with the latest in sex advice from sex expert Dr. Matt Kirshen. But before we get into that, a quick London traffic update. All London tubes have been shut down without notice, leaving commuters stranded far from home or forced to catch buses like monsters. Traffic has been gridlocked in central London for 26 hours with people furious about the tube delays and no information for the transport authorities about why. The entrances to all stations on the central line have been barricaded with military personnel and hazmat suits, raising fears about chemical attack, terrorism and rats. But first, some sections we won't have time to get into in the Weekend Magazine Sex Special. We have a sweet little human interest sex story titled Hamster Hero, which is an interview with famous hamster film director and action movie fetishist Tarvarius McIntosh, a man in Shropshire who collects hamsters and then forces them to enact the full scripts of classic blockbuster action movies during his dates as part of his sexy date moves. Get your head out of the gutter, he makes sure the terrarium glass is only one way, so while Tarvarius can see the hamster action, the delicate hamster psyche is not exposed to any traumatic human sexuality. Tarvarius McIntosh began hoarding hamsters at the age of 14 and by now would have more than 40,000 hamsters if they weren't so good at dying. As it is, he has about 20 hamsters right now, including John Hamm the Hamster, Hamuel L. Jackson, Benedict Cumberham and Bruce Willis. The article goes into the pain of prejudice and internalised hamster phobia that Tarvarius has felt exploring his niche sexuality, and it allays fears for the safety of the hamsters, an adorable two-page spread with a lot of graphic images. Also in the Weekend Magazine sex special, 9 steps to the most efficient sex of your life. With the fashions of Silicon Valley's quantified lifestyle seeping into the mainstream, we all want to make sure we have as much productive time in our days as possible. This listicle gives you sex hacks to make your sex as hacky as possible. Speed through your favourite sex positions and really put the moment into intimate moment, including most frictionless underwear removal techniques, shortcuts to a startlingly swift climax, and the best thank you ma'am cards to send after a night or short quarter hour of wham bam. And finally, in the Weekend Magazine sex special, special sex tech with technological just the tips to bring the bites and bits to your bites and bits. This article reviews the newest releases in extramarital aids, including a Fitbit expansion that'll turn every date into a grueling workout, and the Uber-style post-coital star review system that'll make sure every lover is doing their best for fear of damaging their bang brand. Those are the sections we do not have time for because, of course, now it is time for your classified ads. Although we all find advertising annoying, the alternative to an ugly billboard is probably an ugly tree. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Do you have teenagers that just won't get up in the morning, ignoring your parental authority and the alarm? Try half a glass of water. It'll wake the shit out of them without causing permanent damage to your sheets. Half a glass of water, not quite enough to constitute child abuse. Spoken by Alice Fraser for the Council of Parents of Teenagers in an age where you're not allowed to just make them get a job. Remember, please consult your physician for the psychological meltdowns that may be a side effect of having a teenager. And a new novel is out from Dancy Lagarde, the best-selling self-published supernatural romance maven who turns out a new pulse-throbbing classic every 4 to 5 days. This one is a must-not-miss. It's called The Vampire Next Door. Feisty, flame-haired virgin HR manager Rowena has a new hot neighbour who seems too good to be true. A man who makes her feel extremely physically aroused every time she sees him and seems to spend a lot of time staring at her hotly through the curtains at night. He's breaking into her reserve to invade her dreams. But DeForest Titian is even more than he seems. A half-vampire, half-leprechaun detective, he's a sort of man with a very plan. First, he has to find the evil renegade wizard he's tracked to Fayetteville, Arkansas, and second, he needs to claim the woman next door as his own. He can feel in his leprechaun blood that she's fated to be his pot of gold, until the wizard turns the table and suddenly Rowena is in danger. Now DeForest knows that he cannot wait any longer to claim the woman his heart and soul burns for. He has to tell her who he is, what he wants, what he is, and that she has to bang him if she wants to live. Rowena will have to accept him on his terms and without a proper interview process. Her life and her HR career depends on it. The Vampire Next Door is already getting rave reviews, so make sure you make it part of your shameful Kindle reading on your next commute. The Vampire Next Door by Dancy Lagarde, available only online to be downloaded in all good newsagents and bad bookshops.
Are vampires generally the most problematic of the monsters?
No, they always ask for consent to enter, at least.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, a vampire can't come in unless you give them permission.
Yeah, so...
Although, having said that, once you give them permission, you can't then...
Revoke permission?
Revoke that permission.
But you have to give them permission every time?
Yeah, so I think in that sense they are very problematic. As opposed to, you know, any kind of zombies or ghosts, which, as you all know, ghosts only have penises if they die with their penis out.
And this podcast is now on tour. For Live The Last Posts, come to our offices during an episode and watch the magic happen live. Also, I'll be on actual tour in Australia soon at the Melbourne, Sydney and Perth comedy festivals, and I'm terrible at publicity, so please buy tickets to Kronos by Googling it yourself.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And that is your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Our top story today, of course, in the Weekend magazine is sex. Matt Kirshen, Dr. Matt, tell us what's going on in the world of sex.
Thank you for asking, Alice. As you know, I am an expert. I've read over 4 dictionary definitions of the word. And also, I've done a bit of research on the internet, if you know what I mean. Because the internet also has dictionaries. You asked me today to talk about what people are doing wrong in the bedroom.
Yes, I did.
And according to a website that was trying to sell me mattresses, sleep is the most important meal of the day. I might be wrong about that. I haven't slept much. But the big takeaway is we shouldn't be wasting bedtime on sex. Now, another website that was trying to sell me beer said we spend too much of our life working. And from that, I've concluded that we should be having no sex in bed, but lots of sex at work. But then another website that was trying to sell me lawsuits told me that having lots of sex at work is illegal. So the whole thing's basically a paradox.
How do we solve this paradox, Matt Kirshen? How do we solve the paradox and get to a world in which we're having as much good sex as possible?
I have no idea, but can I also apologise to any of your robot listeners for exploding them right now?
That was a paradox. I mean, you as a time travel expert are an expert in paradoxes. You're the only person who's successfully managed to time travel without exploding your own brain.
This is true. And from my time research, I have found out that there has been a recent revolution in sex, a liberalization of attitudes and an opening up to possibilities. So think about this, Alice. Just 30 years ago, sex was restricted to missionaries.
Wow.
But I know. But now it's no longer exclusively wandering Bible salesmen seducing people who are scared of eclipses.
No wonder people were so into religion back then.
Absolutely. But now it's open to any number of occupations, from Bible publishers to Bible accountants. Those are people who are particularly good at counting amounts of barley. And maybe even one day Bible podcasters like yourself.
I can only hope, Matt Kirshen, I can only hope that I remain sexually attractive by the time sex becomes open to me as a possibility for leisure activity.
Honestly, it's not an option right now, but trust me, in 5, 10, 50 to 100 years, the world of sex is your oyster. Although oysters are still banned by the Bible.
Yes, yeah, being as suggestive as they are.
They really do. They will open up for anyone. Anyone with a sharp knife and a chainmail glove.
Thank you so much for giving us an insight into the newest news in sex. It is now time for your letter to the editor. Dear Alice and guest, and that's you, Matt, I have a toilet stall etiquette issue. This is not a letter of outrage, I seek merely to understand. After a number of deeply traumatic experiences, I am convinced that people at my office are deliberately choosing the stall closest to me rather than the 5 other unoccupied stalls. Who wants to poop in proximity to other people, and how can I make them do their business further away from my business? Please help me. Yours sincerely, Hamilton Briley, Esquire.
Just to confirm, this is the stall closest to the stall that this writer has chosen, and not just the stall closest to them, in that their desk isn't right next to the toilet.
No, I assume not. I assume this is a matter of, similarly to bus etiquette, sometimes you're on an empty bus and someone will come and sit right next to you.
And then start shitting.
This is a similar etiquette question of why people want poop proximity. There isn't a diagram, but I'm just extrapolating from the written word here. But I'm assuming that's the problem. How can he discourage, or I assume he, Hamilton, seems like a man's name, but how can this person discourage proximity poopers?
Yeah, I agree with you that Hamilton is probably a man and or a stage musical.
Who's shitting next door to a stage musical?
If it is the stage musical, then they might be choosing the stool nearest to you just because they are unable to get tickets any other way, and this is the best chance they have to enjoy such a great work of art. Assuming it is just an individual man, what it says to me is that maybe your fellow employees are lonely.
Ah.
Your colleagues need company, need friendship. Maybe you can, either with or without their knowledge, sign them up to a number of meetup groups, hobby clubs, preferably revolving around any kind of excretion.
Yeah.
So, for example, you might want to say, like, hey, keen golfer wishes to meet same. For golf and or urination.
I mean, I like that a lot. I would have gone make obnoxious noises in your stall to discourage them from coming close, but I think yours might be even more effective.
How exactly do you define an obnoxious noise?
All sort of groans and screams and octopus noises. The standard.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Or like songs that get into your head.
Yeah, earworm songs. That's what you want.
Or like, you know, the the plot of TV shows and films that they're yet to see.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
I think everyone should shout spoiler alert before defecation.
Thank you for your good advice. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead try downloading tomorrow's episode tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news. If you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. Your guest today was Dr. Matt Kirshen. Matt, have you got anything to plug?
I guess I have. I'm Matt Kirshen on most of the social media, and I have a podcast on which you have appeared called Probably Science. That's Probably Science. And can I also plug hair?
Yes, you may.
Not hair plugs, just the concept of hair. Hair is like carpet for the head and the body, and I think it's going to really catch on, particularly in the winter months. So that's hair.
I look forward to purchasing some of that for myself. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle podcast production. I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this program is Christopher D. Skinner, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.